Well, sure, I'll talk about shopping, because one of the frustrating things is going into a store and all of these mega things hanging on hangers, looking for your size, trying to figure out, do I like it, do I not like it? Well, why don't we have fashion shows here on the Kenai Peninsula where our local vendors can put those things in front of us and we then know what we would like to go shopping for? Yes, exactly. That's what's going to be happening. Thanks to the ladies of the Oriental Shrine of North America, the Tugi 2 unit. And I'm talking with Sherry, who is a committee member of that, and you've got a fashion show coming up. Sherry, we haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yes, that is what Mike Sweeney told me whenever I called him up and said, hey, would you like to participate? And he said, yeah, we haven't had something like that down here since the 80s. So we said, okay, well, we're going to try this. So I reached out to a few of the local fashion vendors and asked if they'd like to be a part of this fundraiser. And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the last fashion show that Sweeney had was a lingerie show that he had at Rotary. He's a working man and woman store now. And so what type of fashions are we going to be showing?
We are using local vendors like Etc. by Sue's, Mike Sweeney's, and Alaska Wild Gear and Belle Cho's. And they are local. They are found locally on the Kenai Peninsula, mostly in Soldotna right now. And so they are going to show some of their clothing at this fashion show. So for us, we believe it's a way to get the word out about local clothing stores, along with raising funds for our
sounds like you may have everything from snowshoes and bunny boots and formal attire. Cetera Sue's even has wedding dresses.
Yes, she does. And that is our intent, to just show what the variety they have down here. And our event is going in support of the Alaska Shrines Patient Transportation Fund.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
So in Alaska, our temple, which is located in Anchorage, they have funds which will transport children from all over Alaska for once they've been identified as they need the Shriner's care, and we will transport them from wherever they are located to wherever they need to go. Most of our children go to Portland Hospital or to Spokane. But if they have a burn, then they'll be going to a burn center. If they have, it's mostly orthopedic, cleft lip, conditions, scoliosis, dislocated hips, hand, feet, and back problems, just a plethora of
for the kids.
Right, conditions, yes.
Okay, well, it's also a fundraiser. Are you going to have some other things like silent auctions?
Oh, yes, we're going to have a silent auction. We are going to have a live auction. We are going to have 50-50 tickets. So we are very excited to present this to our peninsula, and it will be located at the Soldotna Sports Complex, March 9th. The doors open at 11:30, and it starts at 12 p.m. There will be a luncheon. And you can contact me, Sherry, 907-690-2327 for tickets.
And will tickets also be available at the door if we can't get in touch with you?
I guess it depends upon if we sell out or not. We're about halfway to our sold-out point.
Okay, but there's a lot of room there at the Sports Center.
Yes, it will be in the banquet rooms, and we've reserved two of their rooms for this event.
So here's a chance, rather than going into a box store or going through all of the things that Sweeney has in his store, you'll be able to see and think, I want that. And not only that, you're going to be able to help the kiddos that are in need of help. The ladies of the Oriental Shrine of North America are doing a great job. Our local Tootie 2 are putting on this fashion show on March 9th. Doors will open at 11:30 and it starts at high noon. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that fashionable sound of KSRM.